all about young children, approaches to learning, mathematical reasoning at around 60 months of age. Mathematical reasoning. Examples of children at around 60 months using mathematical thinking to solve problems.
David, do you have more squares or more triangles?
In the first clip, a child named David is making a two-dimensional design with parquetry blocks. A teacher asks, David, do you want more squares or do you want more triangles in your design? David looks intently at his design. A girl sitting next to him says, I think he has more squares. The teacher comments, you think so? Then David says, I think more triangles. The teacher says, how can we find out? David responds, by counting. The teacher says, how about we do that? David begins to count the green triangles in the middle row of his design. He counts to 7. Then the teacher asks the girl, Ellie, did you hear that? 7 triangles. Ellie makes an inaudible sound. The teacher says, let's count how many squares he has. Go ahead, David. 7. Keep that in your mind. David counts the orange squares in the bottom row of his design. He counts to 11. Then the teacher asks, so you have 11 squares, and 7 what? Ellie responds, triangles. The teacher repeats, triangles. The teacher asks, so which one is more? David responds, 11. The teacher repeats, 11. David says, 11 squares. In the second clip, a boy and girls have placed small cube blocks next to numerals that are arranged on each row of a large piece of paper. The top row has a 1, the next one a 2, the next one a 3, and so on. The children have placed 1 block next to the 1, 2 blocks next to the 2, 3 blocks next to the 3, and 4 blocks next to the 4. The row with the numeral 5 has 6 blocks next to it. The boy counts the 6 blocks next to the 5. He takes the 6th block from that row and places it 1 row lower next to the 6. The girl places a 2nd block in that row. They continue placing blocks in that row. After 8 blocks are placed in the row labeled the numeral 6, the boy stops the girl from placing an additional block in that row. The boy counts the 8 blocks and removes 2 of them from that row. Then he counts the 6 remaining blocks in the row that is labeled by the numeral 6.
You have tomatoes. Yeah, a lot of people haven't been having tomatoes.
What do we need to start off with?
In the third clip, 2 girls and 1 boy are eating snack at a table. The nearby teacher comments, you have tomatoes. Yeah, a lot of people haven't been having tomatoes.
Did you pay 5?
An earlier scene is shown in which the children are lined up to select their snack food. A teacher is sitting on the other side of the table that has several bowls of vegetables on it. The teacher asks, what do we need to start off with? The girl at the head of the line answers, money. The teacher responds, some money. Okay, you want to start out with lettuce. The video returns to the scene with the 2 girls and 1 boy. The teacher asks the boy with the tomatoes, how much did you pay? One girl says, I saw Sophia had tomatoes. At the same time, the other girl says, 5. And holds up her hand showing 4 fingers and her thumb to indicate 5. The teacher asks, you paid 5 this time? The first girl responds, yeah. The second girl, the one who said 5, says, no, but... The teacher continues, he paid 5. How do you know? The second girl responds, because. Then the teacher asks the boy, did you pay 5? He nods his head yes. The teacher asks, "Well, how did you know that, Kelly?" The first girl says, "I already knew that because." The second girl continues the first girl's sentence by saying, "Because that's how many Sophia had." Then the first girl says, "Because Sophia had that many." The teacher responds, "Yeah." The first girl goes on to say, "And she told us, so we know." The teacher responds, "So you know Sophia had five. But why does it mean that he had five?" The first girl responds, "'Cause they both had tomatoes."
More. We need more. Keep going. Okay, that's enough. We passed my hand.
In the fourth clip, three girls are setting up snack time. One girl is pouring milk from a plastic carton into a pitcher that another girl is holding. The girl holding the pitcher says, "More." The other girl continues pouring. The girl holding the pitcher says, "We need more." The other girl keeps pouring. Both girls are looking at the pitcher to see how high the milk goes. The girl holding the pitcher says, "Keep going." "Okay, that's enough." The other girl stops pouring. The teacher tells the girls that they can go fill up the other pitcher. The girls start to fill up the pitcher on the other table. The same girl who held the first pitcher is holding the second one, and the same girl who poured the milk the first time is pouring the milk. She pours until the plastic container is empty. The girl who is holding the pitcher says, "Okay, ask for another." The other girl holds up the empty container and says, "We need more. That's enough, right?" The girl who is holding the pitcher walks over to the teacher, and the girl with the empty container follows her. The girl with the container says to the teacher, "That'll be enough in there." At the same time, the other girl says something that is difficult to hear. The teacher says, "I think that will be enough." The girl with the container then says, "That will be enough." The other girl says, "Let's measure with the other one." She walks over to the second pitcher, picks it up, and carries it over to the first pitcher. The teacher asks, "Measure to the other one?" The girl places the second pitcher next to the first pitcher on the table near the teacher. The teacher asks, "Which has more milk?" The girl holding the empty container points to the first pitcher and says, "That one." The teacher says, "Okay, which has less milk?" The girl who carried over the second pitcher points to the second pitcher and says, "This one. We need more milk." As the girl walks over to the refrigerator, the teacher comments, "We need more milk. Do we have any more milk?" A small amount of time passes. The two girls now have a new full bottle of milk. They are standing at the table with the two pitchers. The girl who had previously held the pitchers takes the cap off the new bottle of milk. She pours milk into the second pitcher. The girl who had previously poured milk watches and then points to the level of milk in both pitchers and says, "Enough, that's the same." The girl who is pouring stops pouring and starts to screw the cap on the milk bottle. The other girl helps with putting the cap on.
Which one is the square? There's the middle square.
Which one's the middle? Let's see.
In the fifth clip, three children and a teacher are grouped around a table. On top of the table is a big piece of paper that has vertical and horizontal lines drawn on it that form a grid of squares. Each square at the base of the grid has a circle inside it. Some circles are blue and some are red. One of the children has matched each colored circle with a small toy bear of the same color. From right to left, there are two red circles and red toy bears, two blue circles and blue toy bears, two red circles and red toy bears, two blue circles and two blue toy bears, two red circles and two red toy bears, and two blue circles and two blue toy bears. The last square on the edge of the paper does not have a colored circle in it. The girl counts the number of squares on the grid. The teacher points to a spot on the grid and asks, "Is this the middle?" The girl counts up to 8 from the left edge of the paper, says, "Wait," and then starts counting from the edge of the paper again. She counts to 7. Then the teacher points to the right edge of the paper and asks her, "Okay, how many are on this side?" Putting a finger down on the paper to indicate how far she had counted from the left side, she counts the grids on the right side of the paper. She counts to 8. The teacher points and runs her finger along the squares on both sides of the paper and asks, "Are they the same on each side?" The girl responds, "No, that line is the middle," as she points to the midline on the paper. The teacher points to that line and repeats, "That line is the middle?" The girl responds, "Yeah." Parent discussion of children's mathematical reasoning at around 60 months.
When the kids were measuring the milk, yeah, that was very, very cute. Yeah, the milk has already reached the 9, so they have to stop. And the other one has enough milk, they know how to put the measuring cup together, so compare to, so see which one is greater, which one is less. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's very good. My son's doing that too. So who has more soda?
I think that concept is going to help in writing, because when they write, they are going to be writing about compare things, then they have to compare. So it's not just in the math, it's also, I compare and what this has and compare. That's when you do like writing papers at the college level, university, as you to start comparing.
I'm enjoying that video too.
Kind of figure I learned a lot from those teaching technique, right? Yeah. I can't from the milk. We don't usually do the milk because I wanted to clean the mess.
Yeah.
I just let him excuse me. Play those dry beans. I have those little scale and the tiny one for the kids. So he will measure. You know, sometimes I give him different size of cup. The cup that we use from the yogurt, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have different size of the cup. And then I remember one time that he filled up one smaller cup full, and then the other one he filled up full as well. But the other one is bigger. So when he weighed it, he said, "How come it's both full, but then this one weighs then more than the other?" So he like kind of figured it out, and then I said, "Why?" I keep asking him why, and he keep looking. Probably 30 minutes later, and he figure out, "Oh, you know why? Because this cup is bigger, so that even though it's full, he has more."
Yeah.
So I kind of like, "Oh, okay, now he figured that." So I asked him, "So if I give you 1 cup of bean and 1 cup of cotton, what do you think, which one that you think it would be more heavier?" And he said, "It's the same." I said, I got it. So when you weighed it, he said, "Oh, it's different, Mom." And then now, but after that, he's kind of like, "Okay, so which one is weight more than the other?" He kind of asked the question, even though it's the same quantity, you know, it's the same measurements. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, from a small thing in life, they learn a lot as well, too.
Sometimes at home, because of our control, like controlling them not to spill the milk. Yeah. So instead of them learning from themselves, we're like, "No, it's okay, I'll pour it for you."
I think I'm in the same way. Maybe it was this
traditional
parenting of controlling and doing everything for them but I realize that you don't learn a lot. I sometimes let him figure out just that he finds the answer. I don't want to be like teaching sometimes, and I don't have all the answers to teach, but what I would like for him is to learn to look the answers. I'm sometimes like, he asked me answers questions about why the whales, and I don't know what do they exactly eat, and I don't know, probably let's find out. And say, "How do you find out? How do you find that in the computer, mommy? What do you do?" He's like trying to, "How do you look things on the computer?" And like questions, or I say, "Well, you go, we can find, and then we go together and we find sometimes." Like something that I saw in the video is to make it fun. We're even laughing about it. Oh my God, that's a really good idea. They're paying for the food. Mm-hmm. They make it interesting. Yeah. Like we see it.
Yeah,
we are like, that's a good idea.
That's why their technique is really good. Like making it really fun, not pressured. You're not pressured to learn it. It's... They're like learning at the same time, having fun, just like playing, and then from there, you know, they would think that learning math is really interesting, you know, not like learning math is like, oh, no, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Like I'm seeing like, oh, those are good ideas. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like, maybe for me, it was really hard, like all the half cup, one quarter. It was like all those, they were really difficult. So now I'm like, well, maybe how you learn when you are cooking, you know, that makes sense. What do are using those? Because mm-hmm. when you're cooking, you have to have half of this, one third, one spoon, whatever it is like. And they're going to learn it through practice.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.